Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is Wednesday and time for a bit of Wednesday wisdom. My name is Deborah Leanne and I am your host today as we discuss authentic surrendering. And surrendering to what is not my nature, and I would love for it to become so. And I have a feeling for many of us who are really good at fixing things and really good at dreaming big dreams and really good at wanting things to be different, better, cleaner, prettier, it's not easy to surrender to what is. So this is a topic that I'm prepared to speak from in first person, and I hope that there's one tiny nugget of blessing or wisdom or hope or resonance that occurs for you by me diving into this. So let's begin by centering and calling our energy and power and awareness to be here now and in this moment, breathing deeply in through the nose, allowing our chest and back to stretch and be open and wide so that our heart can be fully available. And letting our shoulders drop back and down away from our ears, elongating our neck. And then bringing our attention down to our lower belly, watching it rise and fall as we slow our breaths, receiving new energy, new moments and what do I want to call it, power and being with this very moment. Allowing that to draft travel down through our hips and our legs to our feet. Really feeling our feet. Feeling the ground underneath them or feeling the soles of your shoes. And allowing that to truly bring us back into our bodies. So we'll breathe in a few more times in through the nose and as letting go all of that is not now through our sigh and our exhaling breath. And our last one. Just by being slowing down our breathing, slowing down our awareness, calling our attention to this moment allows us to just shift the energy within us and around us. It allows us to become aware of our body, the sensation within our body, the sensation of maybe feeling the air on our skin, of feeling ourselves being held by our chair, the feeling of this constant give and take of support through the oxygen that we have an abundance of at any moment to take into our system and receive. And very often, I will speak for myself, I forget that there's a constant flow of beauty and joy and goodness and clean air to breathe. And there's so much that is always there just waiting for us to tap into become aware of and receive. And by not becoming aware, we feel that we need to create it. We feel like we need to make something happen. We create these false senses of having to do it all and being responsible for it all. And we could not be farther from the truth here, because we are not responsible for everything. We feel like our life is this big, huge cruise ship that we need to steer and make sure that each of the moving parts are you know, all moving along according to an agenda, and our time and the events are all scheduled, and all of the right people are on board, and it's this constant wanting it to look maybe different than what it is that is exhausting. And that's where I am here to say that enough is enough. I actually woke up to that song, the Donna Summers version of "Enough is Enough is Enough is Enough" in my head this morning as I woke up. And after falling asleep in tears last night, with the sense of I can't do this, I'm not cut out for this, this isn't my path, I don't know where I'm supposed to be, I don't know who I'm supposed to be, I don't know who I'm serving, all of the questions and the doubts and the inner critic and the all of that was so loud last night. And I believe it was a culmination of feeling the overly responsible for everyone and everything that's going on. And this very, very powerful new moon that we experienced yesterday morning is in my star sign, which is Sagittarius. And whether or not you believe in the planets and the moon's effect on our life, I want to let you know that I am a believer. I'm starting to feel the ebb and flow of my system as the moon becomes full and as she becomes hiding, which is, you know, what appears to us as a new moon, where you do not see any of her light. And this, I mean, the powerful moon, it makes a difference in our oceans and the ebbs and of our tides. And it's the same with us. We are so much water that we forget that the pull of the moon can shift that ebb and flow within us as well. So all of these other powerful forces that are outside of me, for some reason, I think I can overcome them. And if I'm just strong enough or focus enough or pray enough or intend enough or meditate enough or eat the right foods or any of the pieces that I feel I can control, that will shift all of these forces on me. And last night I realized that I was forgetting that I'm really not in control. I'm really not. I do have control over my actions. I do have control over certain things. But as far as the moon, as far as the planet, as far as the community, as far as others, I don't have any control over that. So why am I trying to fix and shift and make things push in a way that maybe they aren't meant to go? And I am curious how often this feeling of trying to control the uncontrollable or totally becoming overwhelmed in in trying to force things to be different than how they are, how often does this show up for you? And how do you handle it? And do you just keep pretending like everything is fine and everything is good and, you know, spiritually bypass? I am judgmental enough to notice when other people do that and act like things are fine when they're not, act like they're strong when maybe vulnerability would be called for. And I'm here to say that last night I just, literally, the surrender pose in yoga is where you, it's the forward bend, where you allow your face to touch your knees, if you can reach that far, or I can bend down and touch the ground fully with the palms of my hands on the ground. And when I do so, it's a total surrendering pose. And sometimes before going to bed, I do that. I just lean forward and surrender and let go and allow myself to be held and carried and supported by the seen and the unseen, the angels, if you will, the guides, my bed, the external forces, the physical and divine, that are always there, and I forget that they're there. And by letting go and releasing all of the control and the pushing and the forcing, I allow the unseen forces to take hold and to carry me and to support me. And sometimes it actually feels like I'm jumping off of a cliff, jumping and leaping in a way that is not throwing myself to my death, but trusting. Oh, that's such an interesting word for me right now. Trusting that I will be carried, that I will be caught, that the wings will show up and take me to somewhere new, which I may or may not know about where that's going to be. Which for someone who is very used to having the 5-year plan and a well-mapped out set of goals and steps and metrics and all that science stuff that keeps me feeling like I have... that I know that I'm on track and that I know I'm going in the right direction, sometimes I do better when I just close my eyes and leap and allow myself to land wherever that is. It's almost like if any of you read the Chronicles of Narnia, you know, going in to the cupboard and there is no cupboard. All of a sudden there is no cupboard. You're landing in a whole new land, a whole new reality. Or maybe it's not reality. Maybe it's another dimension of time and space. So my point is around surrendering, which for many of us strong, powerful women is not an easy thing to do. It shows weakness. It shows that we're out of control, that we don't have a handle on it all. And yet, isn't that a sign of strength when we admit that we are not able to do something, that we admit that we need help? I'm going to start again in the community of the Art of Receiving Challenge for the month of December, which is beginning tomorrow, and I invite you to join me. I've picked up a book that I haven't seen. It's been sitting next to my bed for a while, years and years and years, and it's against, and I pulled it out of my stack. And it's the Prayer of Jabez, which is allowing you to be extravagantly blessed by God, the universe, whatever you want to call the higher power. And Source is another one that I really like, allowing us to be extravagantly blessed by source, by being resourced. And it isn't all through our efforts. It isn't all about us just earning it because we're good girls. It isn't about how hard we work. I mean, granted, yes, we need to take action. And for many of us, it's to actually sit back and receive. For many of us, it's to allow the good and the joy and the love and the magic and the inspiration to come to us by being more in our feminine, more inward, and turning on that magnetic presence of being in the moment that allows those things to show up. And for me, very often it's opening the door to allow it to come to me. Those things are always there waiting for us, but very often in our overly protective shells that we've created to keep out certain things that we didn't want in our lives, we have created as well boundaries for the things that we want, the things that we are desiring, the aspects, the blessings, the joy and the goodness that our heart is crying for. So I'm going to be doing daily meditations, musings, prayers, and activities each day in the community. And if you want to join into the space, I think the collective energy will be amazing. There is something really powerful when we tap into the synergy of community. The peace around surrendering is going to be part of this receiving, because if we are able to drop our guard, you know, drop our shield, drop our protective patterns, our overly controlling, our facade of I've got this. I don't need anybody. I'm independent. I'm strong. If we can let that down, drop those veils, it will shift so much for each of us. And I wonder where we'll be at the end of the month of December, at the end of this year, by doing so. So the piece that I want to leave you with in terms of this challenge of surrendering is, during this time of busyness and extra things on the calendar and so many expectations that we put upon ourselves to get gifts and cards and complete things by the end of the year and get our decorating or our cooking and baking, all of those things, if it brings us joy and it opens our heart and allows us to be in the present, then I'm all for it. There's some years that I go crazy with these things because I love it. And there's other years where this year I'm not going to be here for Christmas and New Year's. And I'm not going to go to the trouble of decorating and dragging it all out, and there's not going to be anybody visiting. And as much as I love that beauty, I'll enjoy it next year. I'll be at the beach. And I'll be with my daughters, and that'll be my way of celebrating the last few weeks of this year. So look at the things on your calendar. Do you really need to be at each of those things each day? And I'm looking at my calendar just this week from 7 in the morning until 8 or 9 at night. I have events almost every single day from now until I leave December 20th. And I know that I don't need to accept all these invitations. And allowing myself to be still each day and looking at the events and feeling into, is this the best thing for me? Is this where I want to spend my time and energy? Will allow me to make intuitive choices on how to spend my time and energy, my precious time and energy. So think about that as you look at your calendar in the next week, each day, and feel into what are the events that where you could derive and share the most joy? Where is it that you feel called to go and it just doesn't feel right? And would it be possible to just say, no, thank you? Or where can we ask for help to support us so that we don't need to spread ourselves so thin? Our energy and our focus is so needed now. And every time we overbook and overextend, it's a drain on our individual and collective energy. This is a time of, we're heading into winter, which is also a time of going inward. And yes, it's also a time of celebration and family and blessings and giving and receiving. And how can you do that in combination with taking care of you and spending time each day in solitude and within, you know, tapping into your energy, tapping into what feels right, feeling our bodies, feeling our minds and our hearts and our bodies and our spirits in alignment. Very interestingly, the word incongruous just showed up on my laptop as a screensaver. And incongruent is how I've been feeling lately, which is why I feel like I got to a place of complete breakdown last night. It doesn't serve me to not honor all of me. And I'm beginning to see that when I do, and when I let go and let God, when I surrender, when I just stop feeling like I need to fix it all and make it all happen, that's when magic happens. So I'm sending you lots of blessings of love and magic and joy during this upcoming season. And I do hope you'll join us in the Art of Receiving Challenge on the Facebook community. Just search for that and you'll find the page. And until our next week, until our next time together next week, I do want to just ask you to be aware and intuitively schedule your time and energy. And we'll talk soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.